Welcome to History According to Bob, our spring chat. Now, I normally have done this more frequently, but it has been, let's just say it's been a busy time. A couple of things I want to go over. You know, we've got the two new shows that have started last week and this week. One of them is the Trojan and Troy podcast, which we're going to look at all sorts of different things, including the Trojan War itself, but a lot of the archaeology. And there'll be lots of pictures that will go up on the Facebook page that you can see. And then the Hangman of England series, which I think will be relatively short. I was going to do that as a more detailed situation, but I think I'm just going to leave it at that so that I can finish it and then go on to do something else. So the series is otherwise are going to remain the same. We'll still be doing, of course, the Troy thing falls under the ancient warfare section. 100 Years War has a long ways to go. Then we have the Tulip Mania, which I'm enjoying really well. I've had some people that weren't really wild about the fact that I gave all the background to the botany piece of it before I got the Tulip Mania. But, you know, that's always the way I've functioned. I go back and work our way forward. One of the things that's happened is Sherry and I have been watching Monty Don, the garden guru from England. And so it's really been fun with the Tulip Mania at this particular point and watching those wonderful shows. Usually every night we watch an hour of one of his shows, and it's just wonderful. Of course, Sherry's a big gardener, and so she's been so excited. She's been out weeding and doing all sorts of different things. So that's a big plus. Thursday, we're still on Napoleon. He's in, and he's just moving into Longwood. National Geographic, I'm not National Geographic, Smithsonian has a little article on Napoleon on St. Helena. It's okay. It's short and sweet, and that's about all I can say about that. Friday, we're still doing the robber barons. I finally got good old John D. Rockefeller's combination set and his starting of the trusts. So we'll be getting into J.P. Morgan. And this evening, actually, I'm actually putting the overview to the English hangman situation. So that's what's going on there. Working on messing with what I want to do with the CDs for next year, and a variety of other things. One of the things that's going to happen this year is I'm going to start liquidating some of my materials that I've collected over the years that I've used in class. I'm not touching anything that's Western Civ, but I have a lot of American history material, articles, books, all sorts of honor that will be up for sale, including some autographed books, including one autographed by Ronald Reagan. So that what I will do is I will offer that up photographically to the people on the Facebook page, and with a price. And if nobody buys it at that point, then I'll put them up on eBay. So I want to liquidate some of those assets and pick up some material for my Western Civ class. Since I'm really not teaching American history anymore, I'm keeping the core of stuff that I have that's super valuable, such as autographed letters and pictures of almost everyone involved in Watergate that I've amassed over the years, and some things like that. So I'm just, you know, I've got so much stuff stored and that I don't use. I'm going to start doing that, and so we'll let you know how that works out. But we're probably looking at May or June because I want to take photographs and have all that kind of stuff. And I'm really going to kind of photograph a lot of the material I have so that I know how much I have and where it is at this particular point. Then we come to the podcasting itself. Now, this January, I put up the the kind of the history of podcasting that was done, which was really superb. And I really enjoyed the 3 or 4 hours worth of interviews that I took with him, and it was really funny what Cam Riley said. And it's still up on the I think it's on the website still. So that was fun, and that was inspiring, because usually what happens is when you do podcasting, you get burned out. And this past year, I was a little frustrated. And part of that is because of what I was doing. For example, normally Sherry and I go on vacation, you know, mid-May to mid-June. And so it takes me usually from November to April to do enough extra shows to fill all of that, and then give me a couple of weeks when I come home, because a couple of years ago I came home and had one show, and so I was recording and writing, and it was really hard to get ahead, and I need to get ahead because periodically I need to take a little time off. Yes, I could do less, but I've never really liked that. So I worked really hard in the spring, and I got that all set up, and we came back, and then we worked in the summer, and we were going to take our Egyptian trip, and obviously we didn't take it in May and June. We took it in December and January, which was great. The problem is I had to do all of that material again to get ahead. And that is not a good time of the year for me. We're starting class. You have Thanksgiving. You have Christmas. Doing the planning, getting all that set up. I was going nuts. And then on top of it, I've mentioned this before, my mother-in-law's estate. We've been trying to finish that thing out, and it is finally done. We finally got everything taken care of, and the stupid fourth attorney that I had, we finally got it straightened out, and everybody got their checks end of February. But I was in 2018, was finishing school, going over to the house, working from January till May, getting it ready to be sold, then put it on the market while we were on vacation, and sold it while we were on vacation. Then our first buyer goes down, we have to do it again, so then we sell it. And then we're waiting for other members of the family to get documentation. And so it was frustrating. I mean, Sherry and I kind of passed in the night sometimes. So that really kind of burned me out. So if I don't sound quite as enthusiastic in 2018, it's because I was tired. And then coming back in January after the disaster with the TSA, which I'm still messing around with. My camera has been replaced. My insurance covered it rather than trying to play with the U.S. government. But that's still ongoing. And that just kind of messed me up. I was, you know, I was having nightmares over the way I was treated for about a week. And then you come back to school, and in order to go on break, in order to do that, of course, we're on our break. It's just no big deal to the school. But I'd made the mistake of thinking that we were going to start school after Martin Luther King Day, and they started it the week earlier. And I cut 2 days off of our vacation to make that work, but I still would miss 2 days of class. Sherry would miss 1 day of class. And so then I recorded a PowerPoint with my voice over it that a substitute could go in, just plug it in and make it work. Well, I come back, and they couldn't get it to work for the second day. There wasn't anything wrong with it. We tested it before. They just didn't get it right. And then I had the wrong time. I thought my class was from 12 o'clock to 1:15. It was from 11 o'clock to 12:15. Well, my substitute found that out the first day, and they took care of it. But the secretary never informed me of that, so I come in to teach, and there's a student at 11:15 in my office says, "Are you going to teach today?" And I said, "Well, yeah, at 12 o'clock. He says, "No, our class starts at 11. I'm like, "What the hell is this?" So that was a little strange. So it took a couple of weeks to get that straightened out. And fortunately, I had the extra podcast to take care of. So that worked out okay. And finally got into the groove, and I've been a little under the weather. Any American living in the United States at this time period is just horrible. So I don't watch the evening news anymore. I read it on my phone from good sources, because I can't even stand to listen to the person's voice at this point. So anyway, then we decided we're going to go. It's spring break, so we go out to Denver to visit my daughter and granddaughter and everybody. So we go out on Sunday, drive my car out. We drive out, sit there, have a good time. Monday, we're having fun, and then the weather forecast comes in, and that's the big blizzard they were going to have, which was coming in late Tuesday or early Wednesday. Well, we need to get back, teach our classes, and we might not have been able to come back until a couple of days after the thing's all over with. So we head out early, which was fine. Drove in the 60-mile-an-hour sustained winds most of the way to Kansas City. It was a tiring drive. But it was aggravating to go out and drive 12 hours each way and spend 24 hours. But it was, you know, we gave them their gifts from Egypt and other sort of things. So we had a good time. It was just not good enough. So we'll go back in June when there isn't anything going on. So it's been somewhat confused. However, I think that you'll see that in the last couple of weeks that my podcasting, I think, has gotten back to where it used to be. I'm much more relaxed, having a good time again. I'm really excited about the Trojan section and some of the other stuff that I'm doing. And we're planning we won't be going on vacation this summer. So what we'll do is we're planning on going to England and UK and do the whole UK for either mid-May to mid-June or somewhere along in there. And we're planning on stopping and spending a couple of days in Oxford so we can go to the used bookstores and I can get history books and see all sorts of other stuff. So that planning won't probably begin until in the summer sometime. So one of the things now that I need to talk about, and I really hate to do this, when I watch YouTube, it always gripes me. I mean, everybody needs subscribers, and everybody needs income to make it function properly. And even though at the end of every podcast, which most people probably stop, and I do the same thing, don't forget to come by the website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Well, over the years, that's been purchase of CDs and donations. And last year, the donations far exceeded the CDs. And now, even though I realize most computers do not come with a CD player, I mean, you have the option of having a USB and having the things sent to you that way. But that was quite a significant drop. I was a little disappointed in the fact that it was a really nice website, and I was expecting at least everything to stay the same, but it kind of went down. Fortunately, there's about 25 listeners who have been donating, monthly, actually, and that has kept us functioning at this particular point. There's some things that I want to do that's going to require more than just what we're doing. So I'm going to ask you that if you need to get a CD or something, please pick something out. Because what I want to do is I want to get some programs. Now, I've already had to, because of all of the material that I use in various things. I have some monthly fees that I have now for extra storage space, you know, $10 here, $10 there. But I need the Camtasia editing tool so that I can make my PowerPoints become videos. I have a system that I've tried using. It's just too time-consuming. And I realized that the learning curve on Camtasia is going to take a little while, but I'm reaching a point in the semester where I can play with it. I have downloaded the trial effort, and as a matter of fact, the night I tried to play with it, almost totally unsuccessful, but that's okay. Hopefully I will figure it out. Now, the Camtasia program will then allow me to do take my various things, pictures that I've taken of temples, and I can do a temple show, I can do a castle show, I can do bits and pieces, I can put them up on Facebook, I can put them up on History According to Bob on YouTube. They can be long, they can be short, they can be broken into segments. I have a ton of things that I want to do with those. But I need the program. The program, including the year's update and support, is $300. So I'm asking that if somebody would like to donate extra, you could do that. I have had one person who have already sent me $100, so I need $200 more for that. And I would like to have some other people donate on a monthly basis if that's possible. Usually I get a lump sum donation in December and early January. And that gets us through. Now, it takes about $3,500 a year to do what I do with various things. And last year we took in about $2,500. And I don't have a problem with putting extra money in, but I think with all the people that are listening that should be a little bit higher. Not trying to get wealthy off of this, but I don't think that 20,000 listeners should have 25 to 35 people supporting the entire show. So I've held off on advertising, and I've held off on charging. So I would still like to do it this way. Now, for those who have been supporting me or History According to Bob with a monthly amount of money, which has gone through PayPal, which is fine. Any amount is incredibly welcome. I have one person who gives $1, and some give $3, and most people give $5. A few of them give $10, and one gentleman has been giving $20. And last year I had a reward system, and the reward system I think worked really well, although 90% of the people who donated when I offered them, you know, a reward, they said, don't worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing. So I have another reward system, and it's basically the same, but it's a little easier. If you donate $5 a month, I will still give you your one free CD of your choice, or however you want it to come. If you give $10 a month, then you'll get two free CDs of your choice. $15 a month or more, you get the following choice. You can have one free deal from the website. So in other words, I believe I have the American Civil War deal up there. You could get the American Civil War or all of World War I for that amount of money. But I'm going to do something else. Some people have asked me about this. Would I consider selling a CD of pictures from our vacations? So one of the things I'm going to offer is that if you are donating $15 a month or more, you'll have the option of either the one free CD deal on the website or a CD with the 4,500 pictures from our Egyptian trip. Now, they will be organized by day. They'll be organized by topic. So you'll have a file that would say Egyptian Museum, Alexandria, so forth and so on, but they're not going to be individually marked. You just know that they're all from that particular area. And of course, I will exclude all of the pictures of myself, Sherry, and any of the people that we have. But you still end up with 4,500 of the Egyptian pictures. However, if you would prefer to have the pictures we took of Troy on the Istanbul trip, or any of the materials that we took on our Italian trip, or on our French trips, just let me know. So that's kind of the reward for this year. I know. Somebody, why don't you sell T-shirts? I don't want to sell T-shirts. I don't want to have inventory of T-shirts. So I'm asking if you would consider doing that, or just pick up a CD once in a while. And that should, of course, kind of tide us through. If we don't go, well, I'm going to fiddle around with this. Otherwise, I've had a lot of people want to put advertising, and I don't want to do that, but that's a possibility. So that's kind of what's been going on here. It's been kind of tiring. My new office is awesome. I'm getting a lot of work done, and now we've kind of settled down. And I'll tell you what, planning two vacations in less than a year, the kind of complicated nature was a little boggling at that particular point. And I noticed that when I put up that you should know that I've finished 14 years of podcasting. I am now on my 15th year of podcasting, and one of my early listeners, his son he's 14 now, so he's been listening to me as long as he's had his first child. That's the Bob fan, by the way, if you see that on the Facebook or on the website. That's the gentleman from Germany. Has a really wonderful, wonderful character. So anyway, that's just kind of what's been going on. And I hope I didn't make anybody mad. But as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.